Chavis, although this Thursday night, or Lechav Dalet Shvat. And we'll learn Chavis, although this Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, and we're up to the ninth Cheshbon on page Resh Mem Hei, and it's a rather long one, and he's going to talk about different points, but the main thrust of number nine is to do mitzvahs in the best possible way that you can, not to do it in a backhanded, grudging way, to be Yotzei, even though the Lashon HaGemara all over Shas is if you're Yotzei or not, but you shouldn't. That shouldn't be your mindset, that you want to be Yotzei. And he gives an example about how you would serve a king, if the king told you to do something, and now we're around, on page Resh Mem Hei, we're around halfway down, and he categorizes the mitzvahs in three categories. One is Chayvus Halvavus Belavad, just around the middle of the page, the first word of the line is Ha'echad. Number one is Ha'echad Chayvus Halvavus Belavad. V'heim Asher Matarosenu, our whole purpose of writing the Sefer was Levarim B'Sefer Zeh, to explain what they are. This is Avos Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Bitachon, things that don't translate into actions. They're purely of the mind, duties of the mind, duties of the heart. B'chelek Hasheni is when there's a combination. Chavis Halvavos V'Hagufos Yachad, you're going at Tfila. You're not Yotzei Tfila if you don't say the words. You can't just think the words. You can't dive it in your mind. But if you say the words and your mind is not engaged, you've done nothing. It's not davening. So it's a combination of the two. And Lamidas Torah Hashem, learning Torah, you have to understand. He looks at understanding as a Chavis Halvavos. It's not just a question of saying the words. You have to understand what you're saying. So that's a combination of the physical and the mind and the heart. The heart and mind are in Mishle and in a lot of Tanakh is almost synonymous. The heart and the mind are the seat of understanding. Okay, we talked about it. The mind is more intellectual understanding. The lev is more intuitive understanding. But Akoponim, it's interchangeable for all practical purposes. We talk about Chavis Halvavos. Some English translation will call the Sefer duties of the heart. Some will call it duties of the mind. Throughout Tanakh, lev so often means mind. We say the same b'libeinu bina, lahavinu lahaskil. You know, and we talk about the lev. Talk about the lev. Perception's a good word, yeshukayach. So learning is a combination of Chovos HaEvorim, because you have to physically learn, and Chovos HaLevavos. V'Hashevach V'Hatehila Lufanov, and praising Hashem. So, you know, again, if you just say the words, it's a sad joke. But if you just think it, it might be good. It's a nice thing to do if you're taking a walk, and you say, thank you, Hashem, that I have a house to come home to. You know, that's good, but it's not as good as it could be. It's supposed to be, you're supposed to verbalize it. Tehilas Hashem Yedaber Pi. V'Yiborech Kol B'Sar Hashem Kachol Yolam V'Ed. You do it with your mouth. So that's a combination. V'Afotzos HaChochma is teaching Torah. V'Hatzivu Yal Maaseh HaTov. So I guess it means, I was bothered by this yesterday, but I assume it means also teaching. The first one is like teaching. Fafotzes HaChochma, first of all, could even be teaching Shar HaBechina, teaching science, teaching biology, teaching things. Let's see how Ibn Tibbon translated it. It doesn't even have to mean Torah. Hold on, let's see what he says here.
Knowledge and wisdom almost?
Yeah, Chochma. It could be, I mean, for a purpose of bringing a person closer to Hashem. The Limur HaChochma. He also used the word HaChochma. So maybe it doesn't even mean Torah. Maybe. Because he says the Limur HaTorah before in the list. Okay, so this would mean Limur HaChochma, teaching whatever it is, like the whole Shara Bechina. You have all the sciences and everything else. Akabonim, his point is it's a combination of Chavis HaGuf and Chavis HaLevavos, because you're teaching Chachmah, so your mind is engaged but your body has to be engaged. Patsivi al maaseh hatov, teaching people what to do correctly. Ba'azor al ra, teaching them what you're not allowed to do. It's all different forms of teaching Torah. One's more like halacha oriented and lamaisa oriented, but it's all v'chadom alakach. So this is the middle category where it's a combination of laves and guf. V'chelak ashlishi chovos oivorim b'levad. And he's going to say there's a third category where just the guf is engaged. Now before we learn it, you have to realize Chavis Halvavis holds that, thank you, Chavis Halvavis holds that really there's no such thing as Eivorim Levad. It's always a wasted opportunity he's going to say sitting in a sukkah. I mean, Chavis Halvavis would be the first to say that if you just sit in a sukkah and you don't think of the message of the sukkah, you don't use your Chavis Halvavis part of the sukkah, so you wasted an opportunity. So he doesn't mean to say it doesn't exist and you shouldn't do it as a madrega in Avodas Hashem, but he means that it's not part of the heftza of the mitzvah. In other words, by learning, by davening, if your mind's not on Hashem, so you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. He's talking about what the mitzvah consists of. So in sukkah, he is saying, maybe others would be chaylik, but he is saying the mitzvah is purely physical. Sit in a sukkah, eat in a sukkah, sleep in a sukkah. The, you know, what the sukkah is supposed to teach you, and Anani Kavod, and Hashem, and Bitachon, and any sublime idea you want to have in the sukkah is wonderful, and Ataka is very important, but it's not necessarily part of what Hashem was mitzaveh you to do. Grada by sukkah, we say yes, that you are mechuyev. To think about Leman Yedid or Sechem Kibbutzukah the Shabbat is B'nai Yisrael. Okay, the Chalik of others maybe doesn't hold like that. The Chalik HaShlishi, we'll see his examples. All of his examples have a Chovas Halavavos, as we call it, attached to it, as you'll see. Chovas HaYivarim B'Levad, V'ein L'Lei B'Hem Shaychas. So I'm saying it means Shaychas in what the Torah is mitzavah to do. Ella, what you have to have is B'Kavona L'Shem Yisala B'Tchila So'asiyah. That's the din of mitzvah srichas kavona. That's going to be the end of the that's mitzvah srichas kavona, that you have to be mechaven, that you're doing the will of Hashem, that you're doing it as a response to tzivui Hashem that told you to do the mitzvah. Mitzvah srichas kavona. Kigon, and he gives these examples, and like I said, each one mitzvah hasukkah. So you say, wait, it says l'man yedid or aseichem. Bahalulav, which not clear 100% what it is, but there are many, many suggestions in all this forum what it is. Vatzitzis, certainly, again, it says, L'man tizkeru, v'asisimus kol mitzvosoi. It's supposed to be a reminder of all the mitzvahs. V'amezuzah, certainly mezuzah has a message. So again, he holds it's not nichlal in the tzivui. Limud ha-Torah and tefillah and teaching Torah, it's Al Korchach, it's Nichlal in the Tzivui, that you have to engage your lev in doing the mitzvah, not just your body.
Isn't that implicit in all the mitzvah of the Torah? That
no, he said there's a third category, like sukkah, tzitzis, you wear it. It's all physical. Now, I'm speaking out. Certainly there are levavos there that change the whole nature of what you're doing and bring you closer to Hashem. And he's the first to talk about it, and he talks about it throughout the whole Sefer. He must mean here, and that's what it sounds like, whether it's nichlal in the chiyuv or not, whether it's part of what Hashem was mitzavah you to do. Ushmiras hamoadim, v'shabbos, even includes Shabbos. Now, Shabbos certainly, I mean, you're supposed to think about Yisheishis yomim osa Hashem v'shabbai v'soretz, v'yonach v'yom hashvi, v'atainis. But these are things that the etzem tzivui, the etzem mitzvah, is to do with your body, with your physical body. Chovos ha'ivorim. B'chol ha'doyim alakach v'mash lo yazik yasa osa osam tirdas libo. Your mind can be engaged in something else. Shelo b'mashu osek, even if you're thinking about something else. U'v'chagon elu omru ha'rishon ha'mitzvah zayin tzrichas kavonas ha'lev. A little strange, it's hard to know. Chavilovus was a very, very early Rishon, right? A century before the Rambam, a century before Rashi, two centuries before the Ramban. So it's hard to know how he understood the sugya. Before, he said that even in these guf mitzvahs, you have to be mechaven before you do them, that you're doing it because Hashem told you to do it. That's what we call mitzvah srichas kavana. Now, he talks about the mitzvahs in category 3, which the tzivui does not include any chovas halavavos, even though it's certainly there, as we said. You can't have a better example than sukkah, where the Torah says, L'man yedudor yosechem ki besukkos hashafti yisbnei Yisrael. Like, you know, and tzitzis, L'man tizkru, v'asisim is kol mitzvah soy. Right? So, but still he calls that the etzah mitzvah is purely physical. And then he says, and that's what it says in the Gemara, mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana. So again, it's hard to figure out how Chagalov is a very, very early Rishon on the Talmud of the Gaonim, how he understood these Gemaras. But mitzvah srichas kavana, mitzvah sein srichas kavana, he seems to be saying the two are very compatible. You can say srichas kavana and ain't srichas kavana in the same breath. He doesn't call what he said earlier mitzvah srichas kavana, but that's certainly our understanding of mitzvah srichas kavana, that you have to be mechaven before you do the mitzvah, that you're doing it as a response to the tzivui Hashem. You're listening to Hashem. That's mitzvah srichas kavana. Mitzvah sein srichas kavana, Grada says, you don't have to do that. If you blow a shofar and you intend just for a musical instrument, so you yotzei the mitzvah shofar. According to that Mandi Omar, he's learning mitzvah sein srichas kavana means it's a category 3 mitzvah, where this more sublime type of kavana is not part of the etzem chiyuv of doing the mitzvah. Okay? So what is the point? He didn't get to his point yet. He just categorized the mitzvah into 3 categories. But the point of this ofen hatashi, the point of this whole, this cheshbon hanefesh, cheshbon number 9, is to do every mitzvah that you do, every time you're doing an act of what he calls mishma'as l'Hashem, you're doing an act of listening to Hashem, do it totally, do it with your totality, don't hold anything back, don't do it grudgingly, don't do it lazily, don't do it late, don't do it b'di'eved, do it with everything you got. So he's going to go through the 3 categories. You're going to see, because when it's a chayvus halvavos, do it with your whole lave. And when it's both, do it with both. And when it's that, do it with that. Don't hold anything back. Don't withhold from Hashem. Treat him like a melech, that you're proud and you're geya, that you're in his service. You want to wear your uniform. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll